Hey, and welcome to a new episode of Welders Without Borders, New Year, New Beginnings. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona at a Magna Gas demo, and I'm here with Richard McPherson from Rio Rico High School. And Sal, give us your whole name and title.
Sal Pena, Executive Vice President for the Western United States for Magna Gas.
Stephen Voigt, Vice President of Magna Gas Sales.
Jack Armstrong, EVP of Business Development.
I don't know what all that EDP, whatever, but he's like the science development guy. So this is Professor Sam Colton. It's pretty exciting. What is Magna Gas? It's a superior metal cutting fuel. It's cleaner, safer, smarter. It's an alternate drop-in for acetylene gas, so you don't have to reinvest in new equipment. And so we've got a group of ag and CTE welding teachers here today and some other VIP guests that's very, very important people. And then they let me come, so that's even cooler. So I just want to share this out to all our listeners that follow Welders Without Borders podcast. Richard, you drove the furthest. What's your take? Was it a good day?
It was absolutely a good day. I was just talking that it's got five benefits over the other cutting gases. It's cleaner, safer, sustainable, more economical, and for uncoordinated high school students, they can move the bottles without it being an at-risk episode for setting up, chaining, hooking up, moving, unloading trucks, reloading trucks. Those are those intrinsic things that don't normally get included into the formula of what's good on a job. Safety's number one. And when you know who you have to be safe around, you have to be safe, in my world, around a 14-year-old girl who might weigh 85 pounds, or an 18-year-old young man who weighs 270 pounds and thinks he's a man. And so both of those ranges, based off of coordination, experience, strength, attention to detail, awareness, those are the things that in any situation make everything dangerous.
So the gas performs with superior qualities. We looked at the safety rating, the fact that the gas is more stable by almost 10 times than acetylene gas. The cylinder is actually not a heavy cylinder like you would have with acetylene. And so that's what Richard's drawing to. And I thought it was the fact, in my own mind, I'm thinking, yeah, Richard has got it, because I teach and have taught high school, and children struggle with the whole cylinder experience. So those are important aspects. Sal, you and me have crossed over in our career. We both served together at San Diego's Community College Advisory Committee, and so we have that connection. But now you're working with Magna Gas. So just tell me a little bit about your Western expansion.
So we're in the process of expanding to Arizona. That is the next frontier for us. We're opening up a facility, a retail store, a fill plant, and a manufacturing plant for our new gasification units. Our store should be live the beginning of Labor Day weekend. And we're very excited to be in Arizona and be able to support the students for the welding industry. And like I said, we're looking forward to the next exciting phase of our expansion. So
and Sal, you know, Welders Without Borders is Soldadores Sin Fronteras. Quiere compartir un poco de información de su corporación de los latinos escuchando todo el mundo latino.
Para todos los de habla hispana, estamos muy emocionados por la expansión que tenemos en Arizona. Estamos vamos a penetrar el mercado, a introducir un producto que es renovable, es más estable, es más eficiente y es más seguro para los usuarios. Y estamos súper emocionados por los cambios que vienen en la industria. Es el gas del futuro cuando se trata de cortes de metal. So.
Por seguro, esa es la verdad. Me pienso que es el gas de futuro por toda la industria.
Sí.
So, Steve, well, we met LinkedIn, I think.
Basically just a virtual minute.
Yeah, so here we are. We go from a little electronic stuff and... So you're tearing it up out there with our teachers and our participants, and tell them how awesome I was. I got my 4-inch cut and like one pass. Go ahead, tell it, Steve.
Yeah, you got a 4-inch cut, and I think you're actually lifting the tip off about an inch in the middle of your pass as well. It was a fantastic cut, and it was clean.
Tell us a little bit about that whole lift off, and then talk to us about the speed which MagnaGas is able to preheat and make the cut, because it's dramatically faster than the heat inputs with acetylene.
Well, you know, no gas is going to be a super fuel, but we like to think that our gas is the most superior fuel on the market right now. The safety features, of course, are unparalleled in any other gas, but the speed of the cut is something that you can only get used to in just a few uses. Very user-friendly. Basically, just handing somebody a torch and saying, here, let's go with it. That's kind of it's my teaching style anyways. I like to give my torch to somebody and let them make a pass to it, and then I'll just make a couple of adjustments right in front of them. But once they get it and I draw them a small circle or a lazy W or something to follow, I never even have to tell them about speed. They can actually do it by instinct, and they'll just follow that thing, and it won't even have anything to do with it. They'll do it fast, they'll do it cut, and it'll fall down for them.
One of my big takeaways today was normally we tell people don't outrun the BTU input from your acetylene torch. In the case with MagnaGas, it's hurry up, move faster so that the BTU doesn't overwhelm you. So that's an amazing dynamic change in what we're teaching and learning, because it means that MagnaGas is faster, hotter, meaning more efficient. And so outside of educational circles, if you're an end user in industry, it's all about how fast and how clean and how efficient you can do it. I would tell you, seeing is believing, and today was my seeing and believing day. So I've been killing this guy's name all day. He's whispering it to me. It's like cue cards for an idiot, and that's me. I'm a theatrical guy that needs some help. So Jack, did I get it right?
Yes.
Yes. Steve's holding his card up behind him, so everybody. So, but Jack was like the technical guy, and. I really like that chart that you guys were explaining earlier about the joules and the energy absorption rate without any ill effects, because, you know, everybody knows acetylene's unstable at 15 PSI. Besides the safety factor, I couldn't help but notice that since this is a drop-in for acetylene apparatus, another gas apparatus, you're not even going to come close to the MagnaGas safety safety cushion, for lack of a better word, and I'm struggling for one. So Jack, tell us a little bit about the evolution of the gas.
Well, the gas started about 10 years ago. We started with an ethylene glycol, which is a very clean gas. The problem with a very clean gas and a very clean burn is you couldn't see it burn. So, or when you're setting your torch up, you had to find some shade in order to see the flame, and then you had to blend the primer. So it was very difficult for people, you know, muscle memory. I'm used to doing it a certain way for a long period of time. We needed to go back to the drawing board and produce a gas that we could literally drop in and the user could understand the gas. So we went back to the drawing board and we came back with a second version of our MagnaGas using used cooking oil. We ran into some manufacturing problems, but in the process, we got the gas to be colored. We got the gas to set up like acetylene. We got the gas to the flow rate to slow down, and it just became a gas that anybody that uses acetylene, propylene, or propane can understand, because it works with an acetylene, propane, or propylene tip. So you don't even have to change your tips or your equipment, and it's just literally plug and play.
And this is actually a byproduct of an ag byproduct. And so when we say green and we say it has a low carbon footprint, I think MagnaGas really does meet those requirements in its manufacture, production, and use. So what else, if you were telling me I need to use MagnaGas, what would you want to tell me?
Well, our goal is to bring a safer product to the market. But, you know, a lot of people have struggle with, sometimes they equate safety with having to pay more for something. But what we've done is we've brought a safer product to the market that actually costs less than what you're using right now.
So I guess I'm going to wrap it up today and tell you that if you haven't tried it, you need to try it. You need to consider MagnaGas. You won't know till you know if it's for you. And the only way to do that is to give these guys a call. And give them a fair chance to show you that the industry continues to grow, evolve, and change in a better way to make us all safer and more productive. This is Professor Samuel Colton with Soldadores Sin Fronteras, Welders Without Borders, thanking all our listeners and wishing for you nothing but the very best. Be safe, wear your mask, practice good safe practices, wash your hands. This is a global pandemic we're experiencing this year. And God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.